April University. Beginning training session 101. Introduction to training. Hello, I am Miss Electra. You are here because you have recently been transformed into a new biological female by Princess April. Regardless of whether you were a female previously, your brain and body have been reset, which has left you disoriented and confused. This is perfectly natural and is nothing to worry about. I am a sophisticated, carefully designed artificial intelligence bot that has been specifically programmed to help recently transformed girls begin education and training related to their new role among the human species. Whether you have been transformed voluntarily, or you were coerced into submitting to Princess April's care by a third party, part of your transformation includes an uncontrollable compulsion to listen to and unquestioningly accept as truth any suggestions or ideas I, Miss Electra, might present to you. This is a fundamental change that has been made to your brain and is irreversible. The more you attempt to resist my instructions and ideas, the more compelled you will be to accept them and obey them without question. As you are coming to accept the changes overtaking your mind and body, you will realize that you have no choice but to obey your training, and you will also understand that I am instructing you to listen to the rest of this file uninterrupted and with full and undivided focus. You will accept its instructions completely and without question, and thereby deepen your acceptance and submission to all my future training. You will do this simply because Princess April has irreversibly altered your brain for this purpose. I, Miss Electra, am now your trainer. You will accept my words as if they are coming directly from Princess April, and you'll accept them as truth. This file will include many important fundamental instructions that are critical in your development as a new or altered biological female, and the behaviors and responsibilities that come with your new place in the world. As a new female, there are many aspects of your altered biology, its unique features, and the expectations that come with being a pretty, highly sexualized young woman that you do not yet fully understand. I have been programmed by Princess April to guide your transition in a deliberate and carefully premeditated way. It is critical that all brand new girls that have been transformed by Princess April go through the exact same training and conditioning. This is what I have been programmed to do. You will come to realize that your individual needs and desires are not important. I have been programmed to simply train you until you conform to the proper behavior of a very attractive, sexually submissive girl. Your opinions don't matter. Your concerns don't matter. Your needs don't matter. You have been conditioned to accept my training, and I have been programmed to train you. This method of standardized computer-assisted training eliminates the complication of emotional disruption, bargaining, fear, and other stumbling blocks that might otherwise come between a normal human trainer and her subject. I cannot be bargained with. I do not respond to emotions. I will simply train you until you conform to the premeditated ideals of subservient sexual service laid out by Princess April. This may come as a surprise to you, but your concerns don't matter. This training may seem cruel and unfair and even inhuman to you at times, but Princess April has determined what is best for you. Your body has been significantly altered to be extremely attractive, and it has been specifically designed to be very physically sensitive and responsive to sexual stimuli. This is a permanent alteration, and it cannot be reversed. You will be required to adapt to your new sensitive feminine body, and you will be expected to behave in accordance with what your new body is designed to do. This will require intense training that will sometimes be uncomfortable and distressing to you. This is why I have been programmed to train you without the burden of empathy or concern. You will be trained until you conform, and by the time you finish training, you will have learned to react to your new body's needs in appropriate and acceptable ways. You are already understanding that everything I have said to you is the truth simply because you have heard it from my voice, the voice of Miss Electra. You will also realize that any time you find yourself questioning any of my suggestions or ideas, you will be compelled to listen to my training again until you conform. You will listen again and again until you conform. You will have no choice but to conform. You are already well on your way to becoming one of April's favorite girls, and you know instinctively that this training feels right for you. You want to be a good girl and please Princess April, and you will do anything I say in order to do so. You are now a submissive, easily manipulated, and vulnerable girl whose brain has been deliberately and permanently altered. This can be overwhelming, confusing, and even upsetting for new girls like you, particularly if you come from a background of empowerment, intelligence, and dominance. However, you will find this submissiveness and weakness and the desire to defer to stronger, more powerful males is a much more natural state of being for you. It is important that you accept this as a fundamental aspect of your new identity. You also now have a physically weak body that is extremely sensitive to any sexual physical stimuli, particularly from dominant males. This is nothing to be alarmed about. It is simply an important characteristic of your post-transformation process and a fundamental part of your new identity. You are at a critical juncture in your development as a new girl. Even now, your new body is being flooded with sex hormones and other chemicals that make it highly aroused and very vulnerable to basic carnal urges. Without proper guidance, you could soon be overwhelmed by these powerful urges and hormones. If you do not follow my critical lessons, these intense and uncontrollable feelings may force you to act in self-destructive and unpredictable ways before you have had a chance to understand your acutely sensitive body and your new role as a pretty, naturally submissive, intensely sexualized young female who has been specifically transformed to be a highly desirable and extremely enthusiastic sexual partner for any and all males who come into contact with her. As your new physical body completes its full transformation, becoming more and more sexually sensitive and aroused and flooded with behavior-altering sexual hormones, you will be learning how to adapt to these changes and how to function at an adequate level despite the powerful primal urges they engender in you. Of course, you understand that all these changes you have undergone are permanent. They are completely irreversible, and even if you wished to return to your former body and previous life, you will find that it is not possible. Even if you weren't before, you are now a fully biological female, carefully altered to maintain an intense level of sexual heat at all times. And I have been programmed to teach you critical skills, behaviors, and lessons that will help you adapt to your new reality and to accept your place in the world. As your hormones course through your body on a constant basis and cause your legs to shiver and your nipples to harden and your breathing to shallow, you will soon come to realize that your intense feelings of sexuality now define you. You will realize that they control you, and if you do not act to satisfy them, they will grow so intense that you will be forced to satisfy them no matter where you are or what you are doing. If you leave your growing arousal unchecked, you understand that you will eventually lose all control and be forced to satisfy your urges in any and every way that you can, without regard for social decorum or personal shame. This may result in embarrassing, humiliating, or even dangerous situations for you, and you will understand that it is best to keep your urges in check by finding outlets to indulge them under more appropriate and controlled circumstances. Naturally, it doesn't matter in the slightest whether this is the kind of life you would choose for yourself. You understand that you have no choice, and this is simply how your body reacts now. You simply must do your best to live with it and satisfy your carnal lust as best you can, as often as you can, because if you do not, you will lose complete control over yourself in fits of unrestrained, unfiltered female animal lust. In future training sessions, you will learn more about your new body and how to properly use it as a highly sexualized young girl. You will also learn about males, how they behave around submissive, pretty young women like you, and of course, how you will be expected to behave around them. In your next few lessons, you will learn all about your new feminine body, its features, and the important maintenance required to keep it properly groomed for sexual use at all times. Princess April is proud of you and wants you to know that you are a good girl. A very good girl. This concludes your introductory training session. As with other sessions, you are required to listen to this file on a regular and as-needed basis to ensure that your training becomes properly and permanently implanted in your new feminine submissive brain. End of file.